The battle is at hand. And so we see already in this first Sunday of the Passion, Passion Sunday, preceding next Sunday, Palm Sunday, that we are beginning to celebrate, to remember, to recollect, and commemorate these most holy days of our salvation. And of course, they are glorious days, as we shall see on Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday. But glory is preceded by suffering and by persecution. And I'll tell you this, that those of us who have been called apart to share in the priesthood of Christ also are conjoined to Christ. And there are many sorrows and many sufferings that come with these days. Always, every year, a different one. Those who say they love us, who betray us. Those who say they are our sons and daughters and abandon us. That's okay. It happened to Jesus. It must also happen to us. And for those of us who are being called to the priesthood, and there are some here, two of us, one in particular, who is very, very near to the priesthood, they will have to experience tremendous sufferings if they are united with Christ. And so here we have Christ, who has shown through numerous miracles, healings, exorcisms, raising the dead, including his beloved friend Lazarus, who in these days we commemorate his death, and Christ coming forth, and Martha and Mary saying, "Lord, he has been in the tomb for 4 days. There is surely a stench." And our Lord doesn't pay attention to that. And so he calls, "Open the stone." And he calls him out, "Lazarus, come out." And he comes out, bound hand and foot, just as our statues are, commemorating these very sacred and holy days in which Christ disappears for the most part, except at Bethany in the house of St. Lazarus, St. Mary, and St. Martha, the Blessed Mother, St. John the Evangelist, the other apostles, together with him. They don't know exactly what is going to happen, but they know something tremendous is going to happen. And the same thing here. We know it 20 centuries down the road, but we still, for the most part, do not know it. These wonderful mysteries of the Passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Pharisees refused to accept it. He has shown them every which kind of proof, but they refused to accept it. Instead, they accused him of not being a follower of God or a follower of Abraham, their father. And he surprises them when he says, "Your father Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced." He saw it and he rejoiced. And they're just scandalized. "You're not yet 50. And you say, Abraham, you have seen Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and the prophets? What kind of nonsense is this? You are crazy. We know you are a demon. You are possessed by a demon." That is the kind of response that Jesus received. That is the kind of response that we too must share in if we are to be united with him. And we do, and we are, and we shall. So then he continues to preach to them words that they do not understand. And then, after this, he comes out very clearly. And he has in the last few days in the readings of the sacred scriptures at Mass. For those modernists and heretics that say that Jesus never said he was God, here is the proof right here. Amen, amen, dico vobis, ante quam fieret Abraham, ego sum, I am. The name of God, perfect being. Theologians and philosophers for 2,000 years have been studying these two words, ego sum. He is God. And for those who say He is not, or He never claimed to be God, here's the proof. And you must believe. You must open your hearts. You must open your minds. And you must follow Him. And they took up stones because He was, according to them, committing a sacrilege, a blasphemy. If you and I said, we are God, there would be a horrible sacrilege, a horrible blasphemy. Because they did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God, they thought He was with demons and was committing a blasphemy, a sacrilege. So they took up stones to stone Him. And our Lord disappears within their midst. He walks throughout their midst. They cannot even see Him going out. And He's out. He's out of the temple. His temple, which would be destroyed in 40 years after this event took place. Because they would be punished for their sins. Such as you and I will be punished if we don't repent, if we don't confess, if we don't change. Before Abraham was made, I am. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.